Hey everyone, and may the force be with you. It's your boy Nikita back with my boy Winchy and Exotic here for another week of force facts from my lexicon of facts about the force and Star Wars. So today's force fact is, did you know that in episode one, Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan's communicator is actually a lady's razor? They took a Gillette razor and just kind of like slightly modified it to kind of look sort of futuristic. But if you look carefully at the scene, you can see like Ewan and Liam like basically holding it. And it is very much a Gillette razor. And it's fucking hilarious because I feel like as big of a fucking budget as they had, their idea for a communicator was a cheap ass ladies razor that had just been slightly modified. You could make one for like $8.
Now who just looked up force facts on fucking Google, huh?
Facts.
What do you mean?
Giving me shit. You're like, oh, did you just look that up on Google right now?
Bro, I got mine from Reddit. I told you I got a list of 200 months ago. I just worked down that list.
I'm about to say, I'm pretty sure I've seen that fact on TikTok like a week ago.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Yeah.
They be doing that in, you know, Star Wars. Like, we call them Greeblies in the, like, costuming community, which is just, like, pieces of junk or whatever that you repurpose for Swarzy. I think they call it, like, the style is Swarzy, Swarz, like, style gear. So, yeah, I mean, they'll be repurposing everything, like, old military equipment, fucking junk you find at a scrapyard, your mom's, like, you know, shift lever for her car. They take all of it.
See, I just feel like when it comes to Star Wars, like, spare no expense, man. Make that shit look cool. I don't care how small it is or if you're trying to save money. It's Star Wars. Spend all
the
money.
Didn't it look cool, though?
Not really. You don't really see it. They cover most of it with their hand, like, and purposely so.
But I mean, it don't really matter, do it?
No, it doesn't, but still.
Didn't Phantom Menace have, like, the lowest budget out of all the movies?
I think yes, because like most of episode two was CGI, and then episode three has the most like film effects in one movie in history. So yeah, probably out of those prequels. But like, think about what you're comparing it to. Like, CGI was still relatively new. Episode two went crazy with that, and episode three is episode three. So I still feel like the budget of episode one is still massive.
Was it bigger than like the OG trilogy though?
Let's see.
I know, so he had a lot of budget in the OG trilogy for like the models and stuff for the ships and the Death Stars and whatnot, because those were all physical models that they were filming.
Because like the episode four, the opening crawl scene took three hours to do. That one like 2 minute scene was three hours of work.
Just imagine, I mean, if they put more money towards the communicator, we could have missed out on some of the amazing physics that Jar Jar Tongue has.
So the budget for episode four was $11 million. The budget of episode one was over 10 times that at $115 million.
But what's the, like, you know, with inflation, like how much?
Let's see, $11 million in 1977 today, or well, in 1999. So it would have been, let's see, $11 million from 1977 to 1999 would have been $30 million. So it still would have been over three times the cost with inflation. Almost four times.
Three times ain't too bad. Especially with all the, like, you know, the new tech and whatnot. I can see it.
All right. Well, that has been this week's Force Facts, everyone. Be sure to follow us so you can stay up to date with all of our episode and Force Facts releases. Force Facts get dropped every Tuesday, so be sure you follow us wherever you get your podcasts fixed, whether that be Spotify, Apple Music, Pandora, YouTube, wherever you want to watch us. And be sure to follow us on Twitter, formerly known as X, at Force Unscripted. Website coming soon, everyone. Maybe by the time this episode drops, that the website will be done. Maybe when she will finally put some time into it. Maybe. We don't know yet.
It's possible. Maybe.
Maybe. But may the force be with you, everyone, and we'll see you all next week.